I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Council member Zanetta Everhart. Zanetta, good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning, and thank you so much. Thank you.
Zanetta, on Tuesday, we will be at the two-year mark since the racially motivated shooting at Tops on Jefferson. As we approach this two-year mark, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, 2 years. You know, it doesn't seem like 2 years. And, you know, I was just telling someone this the other day, you know, when we approach this day, you know, everyone is just like, oh, my goodness, 2 years, 2 years. And I think, you know, I can't speak for the other families, but I know for Zaire and myself, you know, it's a daily reminder. Right. You know, we think about 5/14 on, you know, today and tomorrow and, you know, on 5/15. And so we're just taking it one day at a time and just trying to, you know, on our end, just be grateful. Right. We live in a space of gratefulness because I got to keep my kids. You know, but we sit and we reflect and we grieve with the other families who can't say the same, Yeah.
Zanetta, you said, you know, it's something you think of. It's an everyday thing. When passing that store on Jefferson, can you just explain the feelings that you feel when you see that?
You know, it's still heartbreaking. It's still heartbreaking. You know, the store is just a couple blocks from my house, so we pass it daily. We still shop there. We still go there. Tops has always been, you know, a community space on the east side of Buffalo. You go into Tops on any given day, and you're going to see someone you know. And it is, you know, it's bittersweet. It is definitely bittersweet, you know, and we think about those families who have not even gone back to the store since 5/14 happened. And, you know, we hold space in our hearts for them because understandably so, that's a hard place to visit for them because they lost someone really important to them that day. And so it's definitely a bittersweet thing.
In the Buffalo News this morning, Stephen Watson has an article, 2 years after 5/14, change is slow to come to the east side. What are your thoughts on that? Do you agree with that title?
I don't agree with that title. You know, change is always slow. And it's not really something that, you know, you can rush. You can't rush change. Change, you know, everything that is going on the east side of Buffalo, everything that has not gone on the east side of Buffalo, it took decades, right? Decades of disinvestment on the east side of Buffalo, and it's not going to be changed overnight. I know that, you know, yeah, after 5/14, promises were made, and, you know, people were saying we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And I think, in my opinion, those things are going to happen, but it's going to take time. You can't repair decades of disinvestment in 2 years. It's not even possible, right? Yeah, I'm a dreamer. I love a good pie in the sky moment, but I live in reality. And I know that in reality, we can't change the issues on the east side of Buffalo in 2 years. And so I believe, because I am at the table and I'm at many tables and talking about things that are going to happen on the east side of Buffalo, and the wheels are turning and things are happening. But no, people can't physically see the change right now. But in the background, those conversations are being had because I'm at the table having those conversations with our state partners, our, you know, federal partners, right? The White House is still very much invested in seeing the east side of Buffalo thrive. And again, that is not going to happen in 2 years. And so I think that people need to be patient and understand that, you know, this is about building a game plan. This is about building a community up that no one has looked at in decades. And we all have to be at the table and seeing that change happen. But we got to give each other some grace and understand that the change that.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to see, quite frankly, I know it's not going to happen overnight. It's just, it's not possible, but it will happen. And it'll happen because this is my community. I'm invested in it. I live here. I want to see this change happen just as much as anyone else. But I want it to be done right as well. I want it to be done right.
Last weekend, we had a shooting in the city of Buffalo where a 14-year-old lost their life. You commented on it on Sunday. You know, so close to the 2-year mark of the Tops shooting. What were your thoughts when you got the news about the shooting last week?
I was absolutely angry. Quite frankly, I was angry. You know, these are our babies, right? We're talking 14, 15, 16-year-olds who are being shot in their community. And it boggles my mind. Like, I was absolutely angry and heartbroken and shocked. We, you know, as a community, you know, the work that I've done over the last couple of years talking about gun reform and talking about our youth and different ways that we can help our youth and what are we doing as it relates to crime and gun violence in our communities. And so one of the things that I've been doing is talking to not just our local groups, but national groups, looking at best practices. What are other communities doing to keep our youth out of the streets and keep them engaged, and you know, truthfully, just talking to our youth, right, and figuring out what are we, the adults in the room, what are we missing? How are we able to best help them, right? Because without the youth at the table having these conversations, you know, it doesn't make any sense, right? Like, we have to literally talk to them and hear from them. And I've really been having some great conversations with our youth and just trying to drill down on the issues that they're dealing with in their own lives, right? When people reach out to me and ask me about, you know, this shooting that just took place, or they reach out to me and they ask me about suspensions and things like that. The one thing I say to them is, for me, it's not so much the actual incident that happened. What I want to know is what happened the night before, right? What happened that morning? What is happening in that youth's life, in their house, in their neighborhood, that would drive them to, you know, be in the streets fighting and shooting and killing each other? I want to get to the root of it. I think that is where we got to go upstream. We can't just jump into the incident itself. We have to go back and figure out what is actually happening. And so for me, that is my goal. I want to get to the root of why these incidents are happening with children. These are babies. A 14-year-old baby lost her life. That is unimaginable. Right? Like, what are we doing as a society, as a community, as a country, quite frankly, right? These are, you know, not just isolated incidences. I've said this many times. The east side of Buffalo is not unique. We have communities like the east side of Buffalo all across the country who are dealing with the same types of issues. And so for me, it is, what is that game plan? How are we attacking that, not just on the east side of Buffalo, but across the country? We really have to drill down and get to our youth and have conversations with them about just pure the sanctity of human life. And I feel like they don't understand that for whatever reason, but we have to bring them to the table and have that conversation with them, because this is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking.
We are on the Trocare College Live Line with Councilmember Zanetta Everhart. Zanetta, you were in Washington, I believe, last week for Congressman Tim Kennedy's inauguration into Congress. How was that?
I was there. And it's beautiful. It is beautiful to know that, you know, we have representation in Washington, D.C. Senator Kennedy, now Congressman Kennedy, has been a community champion for Buffalo for years, and he has worked very hard to deliver for Buffalo. And knowing that he is now in Congress, and knowing that Buffalo is always going to be top of mind, that brings me some real happiness. Like that brings me happiness, because we have to make sure that Buffalo's name stays at every table because of the issues that we are dealing with. And I'm just excited for this new chapter for Senator Kennedy. I'm so proud of him. I'm happy to know that, you know, Buffalo is gonna stay in the voice of Washington, D.C. We are going to stay in those spaces and stay at that table. That definitely makes me very happy. And it was a beautiful ceremony. And I was very, very proud to be there and be able to stand by him in that moment.
Maston Councilmember Zanetta Everhart. Zanetta, thank you so much for taking some time out of this Mother's Day to join us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.